Ever been in love? Well, you're not alone. This is a program about love.
I love you truly.
No, not that kind. Young love.
Truly dear, skill you to death.
Welcome to a brand new radio program called Young Love, starring Janet Waldo and Jimmy Lydon with John Heaston, Jerry Hausner, the Judd Conlon Choristers, and Wilbur Hatch and his orchestra.
Mitchell?
Hi, Sally.
Hiya, Mitch.
Hi, Casanova. Still going with that redhead?
Nope, it's a blonde now.
New girl?
New hair.
You see the things you can learn at a university? Every day, I learn more from the students here than they learn from me. Just sitting here on a bench, watching the student body stretch itself. How do you like our campus? Midwestern University. Through these portals, past the beefiest football players in the world. We have a few classes here, too. That's where I come in. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not Mr. Chips. If anybody refers to me as that kindly, gray-haired, grand old man, I'll kick his teeth in.
Hello, Professor Mitchell.
Hello, Half-Pint. What a quart of milk she'll make someday.
Hello, Mitch.
Oh, hi, Einstein. Well, what's the matter with you? Did you get a bad goldfish for breakfast?
Well, I didn't eat any breakfast. I'm despondent.
Did you flunk that astronomy midterm?
Oh, sure. But my main trouble isn't astronomy.
Well, you're no ball of fire in my journalism class either. But don't worry, I never flunk anybody. I can't stand the same faces two semesters in a row.
Mitch, do you approve of marriage?
As a part of the academic curriculum?
No, as an institution.
Well, some of my best friends were married, including my mother and father.
Well, you've got to do it sooner or later, don't you?
No. William the Conqueror never got married. Neither did James Buchanan.
Well, I don't want to be James Buchanan. Mitch, how would you like to be in love with the most beautiful girl on the campus that everybody else on the campus is in love with, only you're in love with her more than everybody else on the campus is?
And this is the same language Shakespeare used.
Well, I've been going with Jan for 19 months and 3 weeks, and nothing's happened. If you aren't going forward, you're going backward.
You could alternate.
We're wasting so much time. A man's only young once.
You still got your hair.
Oh, Mitch, this is a crisis. Jan's been helping win Chakowitz with his Spanish, and I think she's beginning to enjoy it.
Look, that dumb quarterback practically supports this university.
Yeah, but you know what I heard her say to him?
What?
Hasta la vista.
That just means goodbye.
Yes, but does Winchakowicz know that?
Look, Winchakowicz doesn't know anything.
Mitch, what would you say if Jan and I... Well, if we went and did it.
Did it?
Got married.
What would your folks say?
Oh, we couldn't tell them.
Well, what would Jan's folks say?
Well, we wouldn't tell them.
What would the university officials say?
Well, we can't tell them. But what would you say?
Oh, don't tell me.
Do you think Jan and I would be happy together?
Well, she's beautiful, smart, got imagination.
She helps me with my astronomy, too.
That ought to give you heaven on earth. Marry her and you might even graduate.
Oh, gee, Mitch, thanks. You've changed the course of my whole life.
Now, wait a minute. Don't take me too literally, Einstein. I think you two kids are right for each other, and when the time comes to do something about it, you'll know it. But don't get married as if you were double parked.
Oh, yeah, but what do you do if your ignition's on and your motor's getting overheated?
What did he say? What did Mitch say?
Now, let me see if I can remember exactly, word for word. He said, Jimmy, she's beautiful. Got imagination? And if you don't marry her right away, you'll be bald.
I don't believe Mitch said that.
Well, I guess he said I hadn't lost my hair yet, but I might.
What else?
Oh, he said there were only two people in all of history who didn't get married, William the Conqueror and Grover Cleveland.
There were more than that.
Well, not that anybody remembers.
Jimmy, Maybe you only heard what you wanted to hear.
Well, maybe. I'll tell you this, though. Mitch completely approves of marriage. His family's been doing it for generations.
Then I wonder why Mitch is still a bachelor. I wonder why he never got married.
I don't know.
He was in love once, when he was in college.
He was?
I'm sure of it. They were undergraduates, just like us. They'd been going together for a long time.
19 months and 3 weeks.
And Mitch loved her, and she loved him, and there was no happiness for them, except when they were together.
Yeah.
And they wanted to get married more than anything in the whole world.
Yeah.
But they decided to be sensible. An old professor on the campus told them to wait, not to get married until after graduation, so they didn't do it. They started to drift apart.
No.
Yes. She started having dates with upperclassmen, and a wall began to rise up between them.
No.
He fought against it. Mitch fought against it and struggled. But it was a losing battle. He had his opportunity, and he let it slip by. And he lost the one great love of his life.
No, I hate myself.
Poor Mitch. And he doesn't want the same thing to happen to us. He doesn't want us to repeat the tragedy of his life.
Jan, we got to get married. Now, right now. We can't wait till after I graduate. It's too risky.
Well, Jimmy, how about my scholarship? It's only for single women.
Well, nobody will know we're married. We can keep it quiet.
Oh, there isn't time, Jimmy. With all my dorm activities and working after school and classes and Winchakowitz.
What about Winchakowitz?
Well, he's got to pass Spanish. And it takes so long to get the words through to him.
Well, let somebody else get the words through to him.
Oh, but I'm proud to help him. He's the greatest passing wizard in football history.
Yeah, just so he makes his passes on the football field.
Nothing like that. I'm helping Winchakowitz because I like him.
How can you like a guy who hasn't got a vowel in his whole name?
Oh, Jimmy, I don't like to fight with you.
Well, if we got married, we wouldn't have anything to fight about.
Oh, Jimmy, wouldn't it be wonderful to be married?
I'll love you all my life, Jan. Honest, I will. I guess you must love me, too, or you wouldn't have put up with me for 19 months and 3 weeks.
Oh, I do, Jimmy. I love you very much.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I love you very, very, very much.
Why?
What?
Why do you love me? Analyze it, dissect it.
Well, you can't put romance through a meat slicer. Why do you love me?
Oh, because you're so homely and old and bad-tempered and dumb.
Flattery will get you no place, Mr. Lewis. Jimmy, are we being awfully foolish talking like this?
No. Mitch said we'd know it when the right time came, and this is the right time. I know I can feel it.
Well, how do you go about getting married?
Well, it can't be terribly difficult. People with no education whatsoever do it every day.
You've got to get a church.
Well, not necessarily. In the movies, it's usually done by a justice of the peace.
Yes. An old man with snow-white hair. You wake him up in the middle of the night, and he comes downstairs in his bathrobe.
When will we do it?
Well, I've got classes all day tomorrow, and I've got to work in the library in the evening.
Yeah, Wednesday I got band practice. How about Thursday?
Glad. And there's a dorm committee meeting.
Well, I've got chapter meeting at the fraternity house.
And Friday I tutor Winchakowitz.
That settles it. Jan, we've got 2 hours now. We may not get another 2 hours off until Christmas vacation.
Do it right now? Before dinner?
Well, sure. We can drive up to Centerville and find a justice of the peace and polish the whole thing off in one afternoon.
Don't you have to get ready? A girl's got to get ready.
Why? What for? Well, you look better in a sweater and a skirt than any other girl looks in lace and diamonds.
Well, what do we tell people?
Well, we won't.
Oh, wait a minute. You've never proposed to me.
Yes, I have.
Not really saying the words exactly.
Will you marry me?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Oh, Wait a minute.
Oh, what's the matter?
Well, maybe I'm not good enough for you.
Oh, Jimmy. Oh, you're the best person in the world, and I think you're wonderful and handsome.
Okay, I'm so. Let's go.
Gee, I hope he's home.
Maybe he doesn't marry people in the daytime.
Hello.
We want to see the Justice of the Peace.
Can I help you?
Is he home?
I'm the Justice of the Peace.
Oh.
Well, what's the matter?
Well, we expected somebody more...
More grandfatherly.
Well, come back in about 40 years.
We can't wait. We want to get married.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
Oh, gosh, I forgot. I've got to marry people, too, don't I? Confidentially, I'm a little new at this job. I just got elected. Never had to perform one of these things before. Well, come on in, kids. We'll take a whack at it.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, let me see. I've got a book on this someplace. Tells everything you have to do. Now, let me see. What did I do with it? Oh, here it is. Manual for Justices of the Peace. Now, let's see the index. Baptismal records, fishing licenses, horse registrations. That's not it.
Guess not.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Civil wedding ceremony. Know all men by these presents that, you've got to stand up here. Right here in front of me. Now, let's see. I've seen them do this in the movies. The girl is supposed to be on the it doesn't make any difference. Ready? Know all men by these presents that, what's your name?
James E. Lewis, Jr.
Janet Shaw.
Uh-huh. I guess I'd better jot those names down someplace, huh? All right. Know all men by these presents that James E. Lewis, Jr. and Janet Shaw, having duly registered their intention to... Duly registered. I suppose I ought to see your license.
License?
Well, your marriage license.
We thought you did all that.
Oh, no, I don't do that. I don't think. No. You've got to get your license down at City Hall.
Are they still open?
Oh, you ought to be able to get down there before the office closes. Oh, now, let me see. Now, after you get the license, there's a waiting period of 48 days.
48 days?
Oh, no. That's North Dakota. Oh, God. Well, what do you know? There isn't any waiting period in this state.
Well, then after we get the license, we can come right back here and you can marry us.
I suppose so. I'll be practicing up while you're gone.
Bye.
So long. How do you feel?
Gee, I feel like we're doing something sort of drastic. Well, Jimmy, we don't have a place to live, and you don't have a job. And your folks are going to be furious, and so are mine, and I may lose my scholarship, and you may be expelled.
Isn't that just like a woman getting all worried over nothing? What, do you realize, Jane, we're practically half married?
Closer to an eighth or a sixteenth. But, Jimmy, it's wonderful to be even a sixteenth married to you.
For the young in heart of all ages, here's a way to keep your future as bright as today. Make a promise to yourself right now to protect your future. The safest, surest way to protect that future is to invest in United States savings bonds. Yes, United States savings bonds are guaranteed safe. They can be lost, stolen, or destroyed, and your government will replace them without charge. For every $3 you invest, you get back $4 in just 10 years. But most important, savings bonds are the convenient way to save, for they're automatic savings. Simply buy them on the payroll plan. If you are not on a payroll, then use the bond-a-month plan where you bank. Buy United States Savings Bonds today. And now back to Janet and Jimmy and the second act of Young Love.
Don't be 1/16th married. Be all married. Our city hall offers a complete line of marriage licenses for both men and women. No wedlock is complete without one.
Don't lose it.
I've never lost a marriage license yet.
Yes?
We got it.
Fine, fine, fine. Come on in.
Well, here's the license.
So this is what they look like. Well, now let's go on from where we left off. Now, stand up right here, just like you did before. Hey, what's that you're carrying?
A geranium.
Hot. What's it for?
Well, we couldn't find a flower shop, so we stopped and got this at a nursery. It was all they had, except for lawn seed and fertilizer.
And a girl's gotta have flowers for a wedding.
Well, just be careful where you throw your bridal bouquet. All right, now let's have another whirl at it, huh? Know all men by these presents that James E. Lewis, Jr. and Janet Shaw, having duly registered their intention to unite in wedlock, herewith give and pledge their troth before these witnesses. Witnesses. Oh, dear, we've stubbed our toe again.
You're a witness.
Oh, no, 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 I don't think so. No, I'm the officiating civil authority. Huh.
Well, in the movies, the justice of the peace always has his wife to be the witness.
Yes. Have your wife come down the stairs in her bathrobe.
It's 4:15 in the afternoon, and I'm not married.
Who'll we get?
Mitch?
Yeah. Mitch, we'll get back to the campus and get a witness. We'll be back just as fast as we can, and you can finish the ceremony.
I'll keep my finger on the place.
Oh, and would you mind holding my geranium?
What?
But, Mitch, who else would we ask to be the witness at our wedding? You see, we want you to share our happiness always. To be a part of our home.
I'll be the only piece of furniture you've got. Look, kids, do you realize what you're getting into? You've got no place to live, no income of your own, no way to take on the responsibilities of marriage. Besides, Einstein, you're a sophomore and she's a junior.
Well, I'm older.
Yeah, but she's brighter. Why all this rush? Why do it now?
Well, we had 2 hours.
What would happen to this country if everybody who had 2 hours got married?
Mitch, you can't talk us out of it. Jan and I love each other, and we're bound to get married sooner or later.
And we just decided to do it sooner.
We've got the license, and we need you to help us finish the job.
If we don't go through with it, it'll be an awful disappointment to the justice of the peace.
And we gotta hurry. The 2 hours are almost up.
Kids, I think it's only fair to tell you that in marriage there are things that... Well, I don't know exactly how to put it. After the ceremony's over, it's the usual custom. One of the main reasons for getting married is... Well, the whole thing takes longer than 2 hours.
Well, I suppose we can get somebody else for a witness.
A complete stranger off the streets.
Yeah.
Are you bound and determined to do this?
Nothing's gonna stop us.
Nothing.
All right, I'll be your witness. I'll be best man, head usher, maid of honor, and I'll give the bride away. Only heaven protect me if the Board of Governors ever finds out. Let's go.
Well, here we go again. Know all men by these presents that James E. Lewis, Jr. and Janet Shaw, having duly registered their intention to unite in wedlock, herewith give and pledge their troth before these witnesses, each to the other.
Hold my hand, Jimmy.
Yeah.
to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish till death do them part. If any person objects to the solemnization of this marriage, let him speak now or forever hold his peace. Do you, James, take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife?
Yeah, I do.
Do you, Janet, take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband?
I do.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Well, Einstein, kiss the missus.
Oh, gee.
Oh. Well, it looks like it took.
Well, pay the man and let's get going.
Well, how much do you charge for a wedding?
Well, I've always heard that the price was $2. But I think I ought to get something for overtime.
I've always dreamed the day when I'd be married and be sitting with my wonderful husband, and the two of us would look in each other's eyes and we'd dine together for the first time.
Yeah.
It's too bad Mitch couldn't join us for our wedding dinner.
It's more romantic to be alone.
Bottle of paint, chums.
A peanut butter sandwich and a Coke.
How about you, buddy?
I better have a hamburger and a Coke.
I'm enough.
Jimmy, from now until the day I die, I'm going to feel romantic about Rexall.
Are you happy, Mrs. Lewis?
No. I'm the happiest Mrs. Lewis in the world.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, what's the matter, Jimmy?
I don't know if I've got enough to pay for this. Between the license and the justice of the peace, I've spent almost all my allowance. Hey, let's see. 75, 89 cents.
Jimmy, put away your money. It's the bride's responsibility to pay for the wedding dinner.
Then I'm going to buy you something, a wedding gift.
Oh, no, Jimmy.
What do you want? Some perfume, jewelry, diamonds?
I've got everything I want. Oh.
And what is it?
Over there. Between the toothbrushes and the bathing caps.
The teddy bear?
Doesn't he look cute? All white and soft with a ribbon around his neck. And his eyes look sort of mad. He's a real toughie.
He looks like he's going to haul off and sock somebody. Hey, excuse me.
Well, Jimmy, where are you going?
I'll be right back. Miss.
Yes?
Miss, how much is this?
The teddy bear, I believe it's 89 cents, including the tax.
Well, I happen to have the exact change. Oh, don't bother to wrap him up. I'll take him just like that. I'd like to have you meet my wife. Mrs. Lewis, may I present Tuffy.
Hello, Mr. Tuffy. Oh, he's wonderful. Jimmy, how much did he cost?
Oh, take him. With all my worldly goods, I thee endow.
Oh, Tuffy, you're going to be our household god. Except you're going to have to wait a while before we get a household.
Does Tuffy want a Coke?
I'll no, he doesn't want a thing.
He can't afford it. Yeah, well, if you'll come back from Toyland for a minute, you'll notice your food's here.
Oh, thanks.
Well, this is a very nice peanut butter sandwich, Jimmy. It's the prettiest peanut butter sandwich I've ever seen. All the stars.
Yeah?
That's Arcturus.
I'm glad.
Oh. Well, Sigma Chi's are out serenading tonight.
Yeah, they pledged a new tenor. Jan, where are we going?
I don't know.
Oh, where are we walking to?
I've got to be back at the dorm by 10 o'clock.
But we ought to be... I mean... Well, do you have to go back to the dorm?
I'll be expelled if I don't.
Well, we could explain to the dorm supervisor how it is.
I don't think Mrs. Gilly would understand.
Yeah, there wouldn't be very much privacy at the fraternity house. Oh, Jim... Jan, are we crazy? Is this an awful thing we've done?
Sure. Well, it's crazy, I guess, but if people got married because it was logical and sensible, nobody'd ever get married. You do what you have to do because you're in love. It's crazy, but it's right. Well, here's the dorm.
You have to go in?
It's almost 10. Jimmy, you take Telfy.
Oh, no, I can't.
You don't like him.
Oh, sure I do, honey, but I'm afraid the guys at the fraternity house might not understand. You stay with her, Telfy. Watch over her and take care of her. And if she gets lonely, tell her I love her.
Good night, Jimmy.
Good night, Mrs. Lewis.
Jimmy, this is a fine time to get back to the fraternity. Where you been all day?
Oh, around.
You look sick. Anything happen?
No, not a thing.
Oh, we've been looking all over for you. You got a long-distance phone call from Cleveland. Operator 1-3.
Well, I'll take care of it right away.
Where are you going?
Call Operator 1-3.
From a stall shower?
I guess I wasn't thinking.
Einstein, pull yourself together. I think it's your old man. You're not in trouble, are you, Jim?
Not yet, but I can feel it coming.
Long distance.
Operator 1-3.
This is Operator 1-3.
Well, do you have a call from Cleveland for Jimmy Lewis?
WH on the line. I'll put you right through.
Well, I'd feel better if it weren't Operator 1-3.
Boy, you look terrible.
I've aged.
Since lunch?
Ready with your party.
Hello, James.
Oh, hi, Dan.
Hey, son, I've got a surprise for you. Daughter of one of my clients coming down to your school for the weekend. I want you to show her a fine time.
Dad.
Hey, take her out. Paint the town. I'll pay for it.
Dad, I...
She's very important to me. Big client. You'll like the girl, too. Got nice teeth.
Well, is that all?
Yeah, her name's Radivore. Esther Radivore. She's getting in tonight.
Well, Dad, I can't do it. I'm not going with girls.
What?
I mean, I'm only going with one girl.
Yeah, that's right. Esther Radibaugh. Get right over to the station and meet her, the Buckeye Limited.
Not tonight, Dad. Any night but tonight.
Well, what's wrong, boy? Why not?
Well, Dad, I've got something awful important to tell you. I hope you and Mom won't be mad at me.
Well, what is it?
Well, Dad, I'm...
Yes?
I'm...
Well, what?
I'm on my way to meet Esther Radibaugh.
You're listening to the new CBS College Story, Young Love. We're going back to the campus of Midwestern University in just a moment, but first, may we remind you to protect the things you own with United States Savings Bonds. Savings bonds are automatic savings, guaranteed savings. Join the part payment payroll saving plan where you work. Or if you are self-employed, use the automatic bond a month plan at your bank. If you can't participate in a regular plan, buy an extra bond now at any bank or post office. Save with safety. If your bonds are lost, stolen, or destroyed, they're replaced without charge. So don't delay. Your own future, your country's future can't wait. Buy United States Savings Bonds. And now, back to Midwestern University.
Members of the faculty committee, statistics show that marriages among undergraduates is not conducive to the highest academic attainments. Therefore, we're forming a special faculty committee to curb marriage on the campus at Midwestern. Professor Mitchell.
Yes?
Because of your rather unique relationship with the members of the student body, I'm appointing you as chairman of this committee to discourage marriage. Will you take the chair?
Fellow faculty members, I deserve the chair.
You'll hear Young Love, the new CBS College Story, every week at this time, starring Jimmy Lydon and Janet Waldo, with John Heaston, Gil Stratton Jr., Jerry Hosner, Frank Nelson, Gloria Holliday, and Ed Max. The Judd Conlon Choristers and the music of Elliot Daniel, conducted by Wilbur Hatch. Young Love is written and directed by Lawrence of Lee. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.